Every 8th of March, feminists from all over the world come out to demonstrate against gender violence with the aim of building networks and alliances to continue consolidating in our neighborhoods and towns an autonomous, critical and grassroots feminism as a space of struggle. From RIPES Europe, we want to continue working for a feminist, social and solidarity economy, and we wanted to ask different women from the network about it. Now, you will hear the experiences and ideas of Ethel Cote, President of the Gender Committee of RIPES Intercontinental, Rita Candico from GIFEST, Hungary, Joanna Stoyanova from Ideas Factory, Bulgaria, and Ruby from Commons, Finland. All of them claim the need to put life and nature at the center of our activity under the idea that the feminist economy is fundamental to achieve this.
Les pratiques de l'économie sociale et solidaire ne réinventent pas encore assez les relations sociales et les formes de gestion de nos entreprises d'économie sociale et solidaire et de nos initiatives d'économie sociale et solidaire. D'ailleurs, elles ne permettent toujours pas la réappropriation de tous les moyens de production par les travailleurs et par les travailleuses. Toutefois, l'économie sociale et solidaire s'éveille tranquillement au genre. Et l'économie ne peut être sociale et solidaire que si elle est féministe, car elle doit déconstruire le concept du travail des femmes en tenant compte de la distinction binaire entre la production et la reproduction.
I think the key is to be human. This is the most important. And if somebody makes something which is very important from themselves, and if they believe they can do it, just go straightly. And they will be arrived to finish in a good way. This is how we make it in Hungary, in the youth organization, since 25 years. So if you trust on your work and if you are going straight with the support of, in our case, with the young local youngsters, you can get the goals. So trust in yourself. This is the key.
In our experience, this natural, fruitful intersection lays in our work with elderly women in Bulgarian villages. We cooperate with them in a way that it's skills and wisdom based, and the result of it is the dignified profit of a shared story, of an intergenerational friendship, and of course of an additional income for them.
Feminism for me stands for equity and equality of all peoples, which are of course values also core to solidarity economy building. I work for a food cooperative, Omama, Our Land, in Finland. We are bringing to the forefront that it is by the changing of our basic need systems, meaning the production, distribution and consumption of our basic needs as food, something so every day we tend to overlook its centrality, that we can work towards socially and ecologically better, as also healthier communities and therefore society, locally and through this globally. We also underline that it is important that these processes of change are to be rooted in people's processes of commoning, what for our co-op means peer-to-peer pedagogical processes of concrete hands-on co-production. For in these, the roots for change must lay. Besides a lot of learning about ecology, this will also include deliberation, the defining of governance, responsibilities, the sharing of power to come to the choices we make. These processes can be time-consuming, intensive and demanding. But it is exactly in these processes around our basic needs that I'm seeing the potential for solidarity economy building to contribute to equity and equality of all peoples, locally and through this globally.